Before we get to the next part of the program, I want to talk about breathing. Now, I talk about breathing from time to time. You know that from time to time I've said, you know, when you're having a moment, a difficult moment, it's always great to just stop and breathe. And sometimes I just like to smell the air and smell it and taste it and see how good it is. There's something like fresh air. No matter what the season is, it's always different and filled with different flavors and odors, sometimes good, sometimes not so good. Well, I just wanted to mention, because I was contacted by the, let's see if I say this right, the mesothelioma, Asbestos Awareness Center, to mention some things about air and breathing. And I think it's important, you know, the show is called it's all about food, and we do consume air. We can go without food for days. We can go without water for a few days. We can't go without breathing for more than a few seconds, maybe a few minutes if we're trained that way. So I wanted to mention a few of these recommendations. They've got a healthy home checklist. I'm just going to read some of these to you. Don't disturb asbestos. If your home was built before the 1980s, you may be at risk. Higher an asbestos removal contractor to inspect your home. Number two, avoid unnatural cleaning products. Now, we talk about this a lot, and basically for me in my home, I use baking soda and vinegar and water. And I think if there's something in cleaning products that I can't consume in my body and eat, I don't want to use them. So definitely avoid unnatural cleaning products. Here's an important one. Install smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. A lot of people let the batteries die and don't replace them, and this is a very dangerous thing to do, especially carbon monoxide, because you cannot smell it. And when there is a carbon monoxide leak in the area, it'll just relax you, put you to sleep, and kill you. And those alarms are so important. You should also check gas appliances and furnaces yearly for extra carbon monoxide. Your furnaces and appliances can be leaking carbon monoxide. Cut down on air freshener use in the home. I can't stand air fresheners. You know, some of them are filled with neurotoxins, and we don't need any of those. Okay, and a few more. Ensure proper ventilation to prevent moisture that can promote mold growth. And, of course, if you smoke, get help in quitting. So those are a few tips, and I think they're really important because breathing is important, and we shouldn't take it for granted. So I thought that might be helpful to mention. Now, a few more things before we get on to the very important part of the program with Dr. Michael Greger. I wanted to bring you to my website, Responsible Eating and Living. We have a lot going on there. And you can always send me a message at info@realmeals.org.